All right, bro, we're back. Episode 18. We're only doing one.
18.
It's kind of a slow sports week, so we'll get the one in. Where do we always start? We start with the Dodgers. And we're still five back.
It's frustrating, I know. It's like I feel like a broken record now. It's frustrating. It's damn Giants, man.
Thoughts. I love that what we do with Philly. Take two or three. They were the hottest team, and we take two or three.
I love that we did it on the road, and then we go right into the Mets because this is potentially, you know, one of those two teams should win that division. So this is potentially one of the two teams that we might face on the way to the World Series. So if we can beat them right now, we can beat them anytime. And especially right now, we got injuries.
Okay. Turner, it doesn't look like he's going to hit the IL, what they're saying. Mookie's situation is going to be – it's either he does a surgery or he's going to play on the bad hip, right? So what – what do you think? If we shut him down, we're not going to win it this year, right? Even though
I don't know about that. I think we give him some time. He's going to go on the 10-day. He got a shot today, I think. They gave him a shot. Probably cortisone or something. I don't know. It's hard to say because it's like you're still in it right now. How much more damage could he do? How long has he been playing on it, I guess, is the other question. How long has he been playing on this and we don't know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It just sucks because we're so obviously –
Here's the thing. We have so much depth that will still be okay.
Yeah.
This is where Cody Bellinger, you better freaking figure it out.
You didn't give up on him, right? A little bit, but dude, he's
a little bit.
It's still either a homer or a strikeout.
Exactly. Or warning track fly out. But that's the thing. We have so much depth that I think we're still going to be okay. We have a ton of depth. We got CT3 playing third base tonight. He's played four different positions. He started four different positions in the last week.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. That guy's the MVP of the team right now.
I agree with that because it's not like it's basketball. Okay, LeBron's out or AD. Or we're not going to win this year. But baseball, if the best player is out, doesn't really – you still got a chance, right?
Exactly. So that's why I feel like we'll be okay. And to be honest, you know what? We talked about earlier that this hasn't even been Mookie's best statistic year. Like he hasn't been his best.
But he was just starting to get freaking real hot.
I agree. It hurts. It really hurts. Kershaw is now extended to September. They're saying Hamels is not going to be ready to join the rotation until September. So right now, the best thing we can do is literally just right the ship. Hold the ship steady in the storm right now. That's all we got to do. Ship steady.
14 scoreless innings. It's just that, dude, how do we lose another run one game? Dude, you said it's going to bite us, right?
That's going to come back to bite us, man. That's going to come back to bite us. You see the teams that win the World Series, they don't lose games like that. Consistently.
The bullpen was good. It's just like, you know what? No more 10 a.m. games.
I know. It's so frustrating. But yeah,
the bats weren't alive. They weren't ready.
No. That's the trouble going to play the East Coast, you know?
Dude, I'm loving what I'm seeing from Trey Turner, dude. Let's go, bro. That slide was fucking epic. Oh,
so smooth. So smooth. So smooth. But that's the thing. Again, going back to our depth, dude, we've got so many guys that can fill in.
Play outfield, like I said before, but he's going to probably just put him at second, which is fine.
Yeah, that's it. Put him anywhere. So we lose Mookie. Okay, we still got the next guy up. We still got another guy that can play just as well.
Yeah.
It's like, even if Turner does go down, okay, CT3.
CT3, throw him in. He could play anywhere.
Play wherever you want to play. Let him pick where he wants to play, dude. I'm not worried.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as as long as this five games doesn't turn into six and then seven and then eight, we got to keep it, you know, in that five to four game range. And I'm not worried. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Diamondbacks aren't doing us any favors. What they do, blow a 5-run, 6-run lead. But I mean, we've all played the teams the same, but
they have.
Now they're playing the Rockies. They're going to sweep the Rockies. They beat the Rockies. What are they, 8-0 last night, dude?
But again, the Padres are still nine games back. They're not helping.
I don't even
not,
care about the Padres at this point themselves. Anymore. Remember, we used to worry about them. Who cares? It's all about worrying about the Giants.
You know what? There's a team that we kind of forgot about that's come out of nowhere now that I think is the second best team in the entire league is Milwaukee. Should we be worried about them at all? Or is this one of those things where the Central is just garbage again? The Central will do Central things in the playoffs.
Dude, look at their division. It's pretty Cubs or who else do they got?
Cincinnati. Cincinnati's in the mix.
They have a chance. Joey Votto's having a career year. That guy's a legend.
Since he's in the mix.
Going back to I don't worry about any of the NL teams, man.
I'm not worried about the Mets. I'm not worried about the Phillies. Honestly, I guess at this point, the Giants are the team to worry about. Yeah. They just gave an extension to Crawford today, too.
The good thing is that we own, what's his name? Descafani?
Descafani? He's
like, yeah, we own him every time, so that's good.
To be on the Reds.
Yeah, no. Okay. Throw him at us. We own him, so that's good.
Yeah. Now, we did call a couple things on the other side. On the American League, dude, you called the Red Sox, dude. They're imploding.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are who we thought they were. They and are the
A's
imploding.
Are getting hot, right?
A's 1.5 back of Houston right now, dude. Watch. A's could win that division. I told you. That was my sleeper team.
Yeah. How are your Angels and Ohtani doing, bro?
Oh, dude, he had a great game the other night.
I know. A legend.
He sat down Vlad. The only single that Vlad got off him was a little weak ground ball right by the third baseman. Then he hit that? He hit that monster shot the other day.
Anaheim over the wall. He's had a quiet, as far as batting, he's had a quiet second half, but he's still going to end up with 50 bombs and have what? Under three ERA.
Well, he's 2.8. He's definitely right around 2.5 right now, I want to say. And he's got he's 7-1. The problem is the Angels just aren't winning games for him. The Angels are not hitting behind him.
So there you
him.
Go back to that's our point. That's the problem. This is not the NBA. Like, if you got a good team, you'll be fine. If you got a shitty team, you're not going to – even if you had the best player in the league.
And now they're saying Rendon's got hip issues too.
They might shut down Trout too. Wow.
They could. I think they're too far back that it's going
to – Angels might be like the Clippers. They're cursed about those players. No, you know, I can't say they're cursed because Angels won how many with Sosa? Two or three?
Just one.
Just one?
2003.
Oh, okay. I thought they –
2003 was the only year they won. Let's see. The Angels are 11 back right now. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when the Seattle Mariners are ahead of you in your division right now.
Mariners are bad, dude.
Mariners are only 8 back right now.
All right. Well, since we're on this baseball, so Dodgers, let's take 2 or 3 against the Mets, and then you know we got a 4-game stand, no, 3-game stand with the Pirates. Let's go, dude. Guess we.
Those should be easy wins.
You would think.
We always say that, but I mean, is it the Pirates? No.
Yeah, Pirates.
It is, but I'm trying to see who's the worst team in baseball right now, and I think the Pirates are the second worst team in baseball.
Yeah, Orioles.
It's Arizona by a landslide.
Oh yeah.
Arizona's not good. They got a negative 175 run differential.
Dude, Donnie's still coaching there? Donnie Baseball? Or no, who's it now?
No, he's in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Who's the Arizona coach?
It was oh, man, you're going to drive me crazy.
No, I don't even care.
It'll come to me. But speaking of baseball, tell me you watched the Field of Dreams game.
Tell me you watched. That's your favorite baseball movie.
It's one of my favorite baseball movies. I thought that was so awesomely done. I wish we could have done that. Would have been so awesome to be there.
Highest watched game since 2003.
Are you serious?
It just came out.
Wow. Bro. I loved it,
man. I know you must love it even more because you're diehard Field of Dreams fan.
The way they came out of the cornfield before the game was epic. I'm so happy they did like some of the nostalgia stuff from the movie. That was phenomenal. Kevin Costner being there,
legend,
dude. It was awesome.
The balls might have been juiced last night, or was just.
I was actually wondering that. Do you think it's just like, okay? First off, they haven't played a game in the state of Iowa ever. Congratulations, Yankees. You're the first professional baseball team to lose a game in Iowa.
Good. I'm so glad they lost. They were all going crazy.
Do you think they did juice the balls?
They either juiced the balls, but they also said the humidity rate was like
– I can see it. I can see it.
And
the unis were on point.
Short porch.
Short porch right in left field, yeah. What's it called? The White Sox unis were on point. It would have been cool to have like the rest of the cast there to get Ray Liotta out there.
Dude, what a walk. That's how you hit a walk off, bro. And that's how
that
you.
So cool.
The swag. That's so cool. Unbelievable swag right there.
So cool under the cornfield. I want to know how much tickets were to that game. I don't know. What did you?
They said it was like the cheapest one was 3,000.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, three or five. I don't know.
Give me two next time.
I'll take two.
Jesus. Wow. But I mean, I guess it's a cool thing. It's a once in a lifetime thing, I guess.
Dude, if it was a gapper and goes, they shouldn't have had a fence. It should have been a gapper going to the cornfield. Dude, they have to go get it, dude.
That would have been cool. Oh, man. That is super cool, though.
We should have hammered the over. God, that should have been our lock of the year. Except, besides
that's your freaking
USA by 20 last week. Thanks a lot.
I don't want to talk about it. That was a bad call. Or come on, USA, you got to do me better than that. Come on.
Oh, man. Shout out to USA. We don't even need to do Olympic recap, right? Shout out to the men's team. They do what they're supposed to do.
You know what the recap was? The recap was United States won the gold count and the medal count. So that's the recap right there. USA all the way, like normal. That's how it should be.
Cool. I can't wait for winter. Eat
that, China.
I can't wait for winter when you start giving us the preview for Winter Olympics.
Oh, dude, I already got it. I got it planned. I'm going to have snow goggles on. I'm going to wear gloves. I'm going to give my Olympic update, winter Beijing 2022.
Can't wait, bro. So, yeah, baseball. I mean, we're still, what do we got, 47 games left? We're not making any ground. Yeah.
It's all right. Like I said, just right the ship. Just right the ship right now. These are rough waters. Just get through it. We'll be fine. Get to October. Get healthy. We're going to be fine, I think.
Do we play Giants anytime soon? Probably at the end of the year when it matters.
Probably. You know what's funny? We haven't played the Padres in a while. And we have like a real quick turnaround series with them too. So I think we play them two series, like very short back-to-back almost.
Dude, I'm not worried about them. Are you?
I'm not, but it's like it's great TV.
Oh, of course. But Tatis, when's he coming back?
I don't know. That's the thing. So many guys are injured right now. Let me see. So, okay, we got Mets. Then we got three with Pittsburgh, actually. So we got three with Mets, three with Pittsburgh. Then we come home and go four with the Mets again.
Okay.
And then we got three Padres, three Rockies, three Atlanta, and then we go three San Francisco. So yeah, we got a pretty hard stretch coming up in the next month, I think, because we got like a bunch of the Mets. Pirates.
We better sweep both those teams. Come on,
Atlanta is in there. A bunch of divisional stuff though. So actually, literally, I'm looking at the schedule right here. In the course of about 2 weeks, we play the Padres six times and San Francisco three times.
No more D-backs, dude.
They're right up to the Padres.
Okay.
Ooh, get this. What? Guess who we end our season with?
Giants?
Nope. Milwaukee.
Oh, boy. End? I thought we always end with division team. What?
Nah. So we literally end it with three against San Diego, three against Milwaukee. So, I mean, it's going to be tight. I still think we can do it.
Just avoid the wild. Every podcast we say, just avoid the wild card game. That's scary.
Yeah, it is. I think at this time, at this point, though, if it's against the Padres, which it looks like it's going to be, I like our chances, but I don't want to play the extra game.
They're going to throw Yu Darvish at us, right? But he's been shitty lately. You see,
you gonna tip his pitches again?
I hope. Maybe.
We can hope.
Do us a favor for.
Come on, man! You screwed us one time. Can you just help us out this one? Come on, you. So yeah.
That's enough
baseball. Enough baseball. We got to get into football, man. Football,
dude. These preseason games, they're such a tease. But I'd like to see some of these guys. Mac Jones looked good.
Last pod, I was saying, you know what, I'm not really feeling the preseason. But then I watched a couple of preseason games now, and now I'm just like, I take it back. I'm ready for football right now.
Yeah, I was even checking the spreads. I was like, dude, maybe. Right? Who are the backup quarterbacks? Now, you always got to look into that, right, for the best.
Flacco. What about Flacco last night?
Dude, 80-yard bomb. Or not bomb, but a screen.
Flacco still got it. No, you're right. Mac Jones, I think that's a very interesting topic right now. Mac Jones and Cam Newton. But, you know, come on, dude. Belichick's not going to play a rookie, right?
No, you got to
play. He's not going to start a rookie quarterback.
You got to play Cam.
You got to play Cam, but you know what? I think that if Cam starts doing Cam things and he's not playing well, I feel if you're a Patriots fan, you feel comfortable with Mac Jones the way he looked last night.
Short leash for Cam?
I think it's a short leash. It's hard for me to say because I've never been a Cam guy. Did not like Cam in Auburn. Didn't even like him. What was he in Florida? Didn't like him in Florida. Didn't like him in Auburn. Didn't like him in Carolina.
You don't like him since he didn't recover the fumble that one time because he had the Panthers bet.
Not only that, I just didn't like him ever since his dad decided to shop him to the highest bidder. So,
well, that would be allowed now.
It'd be allowed now, but Not when you're getting kicked out of Florida. I mean, come on, who gets kicked out of Florida? This is the thing. Florida, those years literally had, they had a different player arrested like weekly and they didn't get kicked off. How do you get kicked off of Florida if you're Cam Newton? Throwing laptops out the window. That's true.
And then, yeah, speaking of other QB competitions, what about the Jameis and Taysom Hill? What do you think Peyton's going to do?
Oh, that's Sean, a tough one. Because here's the bigger problem with how long is Michael Thomas out for?
What's he say? Is he going to restart the camp or is he, I know he's hurt, but.
No, I think he's out till at least a few games into the season, at least past week three, I want to say.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I say you got to go with Jameis, but I know how Peyton likes to run plays. He likes to do – obviously, he's going to have packages for Taysom. I know that. Mm-hmm. But you got to go with Jameis, right?
I think the verdict's still out. I think – I don't think he knows either. I think the verdict's still out. I think you wait. I think you wait and kind of see what they do in preseason. But mm-hmm. I don't know. To be honest, I'm not really expecting big things from the Saints this year. I think it's because of their quarterback play.
Yeah.
Kamara, Calipari, so far.
Leader, besides being Breeze, he's a huge leader. That's
like a high-powered indoor stadium offense. You need somebody that can hurl the ball. You need somebody that's going to throw the ball like Breeze could. And I don't see either one of these guys being able to do it. Could be wrong. But I think especially without Michael Thomas right now.
Think with Winston, he's talented, of course, but he thinks he's better than he really is. And that's why he has all the interceptions. He likes the
force balls. I was going to say, he's going to throw too many picks, dude. He's going to throw too many picks. And look, okay, Tampa Bay's defense is solid. They're going to ball hawk him. He's going to have at least two picks against Tampa Bay when they play.
Yeah.
Who else is in that division? Carolina and Atlanta.
Carolina, they're saying sleeper team this year. I don't know. Darnold?
Sam Darnold. Who else they got? Who's their big receiver? Moore?
Raheem Moore. DJ Moore.
DJ.
Sorry. Yeah, DJ Moore. Sorry. Yeah. Raheem Moore.
CMC's back. He should be healthy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe Carolina. You could be right. You could be Carolina. I know you're a Matty Ice guy.
No, Atlanta will have a good offense, but it's going to be the same story. The D is going to suck. Mm-hmm. Give up. It's going to be all high score. Take the blind bet the overs.
So I don't know. Maybe James Winston. It's a tough call. I just think Tampa Bay will get to him. They're going to ball hawk him. But the other teams, I feel like it's going to be a weaker division this year. If Carolina can finish second, I think that's a weaker division.
It's right now. NFC West. I'll tell you that.
Whew.
That
NFC West.
Unreal, man. Are those the only two QB? They said another QB competition we could say, which is Urban Meyer said, I have it. We'll see. So, dude, I know Minshew's
good,
decent. Yeah. But, dude, this is you got to put Lawrence in, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know because actually I was looking at the stats of Minshew. Dude, he's not a pushover quarterback, dude.
I know.
The guy actually has phenomenal stats. It's great to have
him as a backup QB. I'm surprised no other team took him as a backup QB. And then Jack could just make Tebow the backup QB.
And that's the thing. Again, I think you look at the teams that are in that division. So you got the Jags, you got Indy, you got Tennessee, and you got Houston.
Yeah.
Tell me who comes out of that division right now. Tell me who comes out of that division.
Oh, man.
Don't just pick Tennessee because they've been coming out.
No, and it looks like Wentz is going to be back week one. Saw that? That's what they said.
They're saying that?
Yeah, now they're saying he's going to be there.
So you're saying take Jonathan Taylor?
I still think Jonathan Taylor for sure, but Tennessee, man, I like them this year with Julio. And
Tennessee's got a big offense now, man. Big offense. They got the run game. They got the wide receivers.
But it's still going back to I think we talked to, obviously we mentioned that their defense is, who knows, man. We'll dive into more football, but I mean.
We got a lot of football.
There's a lot of QB competitions.
The Bears, as in Chicago. Chicago, what are they going to do?
That's another.
Going Dalton or are you going Fields?
They said Dalton week one, but he has a short lease. A lot of these guys are going to have short lease for sure.
It's been a very interesting season. I mean, that's why I'm so pumped for this season. I'm so excited for it. I can't get here fast enough. I'm pumped
too. Did you watch Hard Knocks? Show was pretty good.
I got to catch up. I'm behind. Dude, work's been kicking my butt, but I'm gonna catch up.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Dak,
his MRI ankle's is fine, coming but Monday. Now he's MRI. Okay, hold on. Time out. You do not go get an MRI just to be safe.
Yeah, you saw the tweet, cautious. Right? You saw that everyone was talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
You go get an MRI because you felt something.
Yeah.
You heard something not right in there. Like that's the reason why you go get an MRI.
If it's exactly. Not a big deal, so.
Exactly. But here's the, I guess the thing is, if they really wanted to find out, why didn't they give him the MRI earlier? Why they waiting all the way till Monday?
Yeah, it's a weird
thing. Why didn't they send him to get an MRI immediately?
It's weird. Hey, if he's not ready to go, we got our boy Ben DiNucci, though. Ben DiNucci. Be ready to go.
Ben DiNucci, I'm just going to freaking just be rubbing pasta whenever the Cowboys play. Peronis and pasta.
Oh, just give my boy CD Lamb the ball, dude.
That's what I'm saying, you know. I like Lamb a lot. Right now, I think he had a breakout year. I think he's going to be solid. Will Zeke be back? Is Zeke going to get back to old Zeke?
Yeah, he looked like he lost a ton of weight. He's looking good, but
the O-line's got to step up. The O-line just was injury plagued last year, so it's understandable.
Just like any team. Then what else in NFL, man? Anything? I mean, dude, pretty soon. What are we? What, 3-4 weeks? 3 weeks?
Less. It is four. It is four. Sorry.
And then once it starts, dude. I keep thinking
college. College starts 1 week earlier.
And then once it starts, dude, NFL flies by.
I know, dude. I'm just very sad. Mouthwatering, bro. Mouthwatering right now.
College top. Well, here's – okay. Now we're still talking about football. Bro, I know you're a big college guy, so I'm decent. But, dude, it's the same top five every year. It's the same teams every year that's going to make it. Who is the top five, the AP top five? Alabama, Clemson. There's no parity, bro. I don't like it.
There isn't, but you know the good thing, the one thing I do like about college, even though there's no parity, it's, you know what, every single game matters.
No, I
you
agree.
Lose one I game and this your year, the season
will be back. You're right. That's one thing I
every
love.
Every game matters.
Every game matters.
All you need is Alabama to lose to drop one game, and then
when are they going to lose?
They're still the best number one team in the country. No, they still make it to the championship, but.
They have a bye week and they put like Citadel every year on there. So that's two bye weeks before their biggest
it's
game.
It's a joke because the SEC rolls over and just lets Alabama do whatever they want. It's a joke. LSU is going to be terrible this year.
Are they?
Well, the QB's Clemson's going to be solid. QB's hurt. Solid. LSU's they're
Ohio State's going to be there. Georgia's going to be there. It's all the same teams.
I mean, Georgia's going to look. Georgia's good this year.
That's your team, right? How they looking?
You know what? I've been trying to avoid it. I haven't been following because I just don't want to be disappointed right now. So I've kind of not looked. They'll be solid.
Last year was the year for you, or the last couple of years were close.
They were close. But again, they always drop that one game that they shouldn't drop. But that's college football. Did you lose one game and it changes your whole season?
Then they lose to a better team. It's not their fault. You're losing to better players. What are you supposed to do?
So that's why it makes it very interesting because now the last time we talked, there was obviously you saw Oklahoma and Texas are jumping ship.
Yeah, when's that going into effect? Obviously not this year.
Right? I think 2023, I believe. Okay. But now I think the cool thing is now the Big 12 is in communication with the Pac-12 to talk about like joining forces potentially.
Shit.
Could you imagine that?
I wouldn't mind it, would you?
I wouldn't mind it at all. It'd be kind of cool. You know, you get UCLA versus, you know, who's left in there? I forget. Texas Tech, Baylor, Oklahoma State. USC. I mean, some of those games would be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, just take the overs.
Right? No, they don't play defense in the Big 12. No defense.
Big 12 overs, man. Oh, dude. I'm pumped, bro. Football's.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Just talking about it. It's like I'm like a kid on Christmas. I can't wait for Christmas.
We're
going to
be
morning.
Giving out so many locks. You could fade us, but we're going to have a lot of locks. We'll probably go 70.
Fantasy. I have to talk some fantasy. I've already done a couple mocks.
Yeah, we'll probably go 70% on the year, at least with our NFL. Oh,
guaranteed, bro. Guaranteed 70%. Oh, you guaranteed, bro. Lock us down for 70%. Oh, we need to have the legend, Slick Rick, give his pick.
Oh, that's shit. Yeah, we'll need him to come on for every – whenever we give out picks, you got to come on.
Slick Rick's pick followed up by Fade Meredith's pick.
Two locks. Two-team parlay right there.
What's Meredith got? Okay, I take the opposite.
The Dodgers about to start?
Dodgers should be starting any second.
Dude, that's another thing. How good were we off those rain delays? Our bats, like, what were they doing? Just taking a hit in the cage the whole
– Yeah,
and then,
taking a breather,
and
taking
then
a little nap.
Delay, and then we can't get a run yesterday. We'll get one run.
Taking a nap, but we'll be good.
You think we'll take the Mets? No DeGrom, no
– No Lindor.
Yeah, we don't have to hear – dude, I don't even know these pitchers that we're going against.
Dude, okay, real quick, I want to touch on this because it's kind of fun. I think it's great debate. I feel like we should be having this debate over like bottomless mimosas after we've had like two rounds of bottomless mimosa. Yeah. Usain Bolt or Tyreek Hill? Who are you taking?
Well, how long is the race? 100 meters, Bolt all day. 70 meters or later, Bolt. But, dude, if you give me a 40
I think they're saying 100, aren't they?
Dude, if you give me Bolt and a 40, I mean, Tyreek and a 40, I think he can. If they're saying 100, then Bolt. Dude, Bolt all the way. What do you think?
And that's the thing. But here's my other question. They're talking, they want to put up Tyreek's Super Bowl ring versus Bolt, one of Bolt's gold medals.
This was just a thought, right? It's not gonna. They're not the players.
I don't know, dude. But they're talking trash about it. They keep on going back and forth, man.
Bolt has 8 goals, so he's like, oh, he'll give up. But dude, Tyreek only has the one.
Exactly, but I gotta think the Super Bowl ring has got to be way more valuable.
Oh yeah,
like at a pawn shop, much more than the gold medal.
Your local pawn shop, yeah.
Can you imagine he walks in with Tyreek's Super Bowl ring? Like, hey, I just won this in a race. What would you give me for it?
Oh, man.
Andy Reid's like, I'll trade you for a cheeseburger.
I think Bolt all the way, bro. What do you think?
He's got it. He's got the longer legs. I think short dash speed. Tyreek takes him, but you're right.
How old is Bolt? He's getting up there.
Doesn't matter though. Did you see him, dude? They showed him the day on TV. The guy looks like he's still win the 100 right now.
Wait, weren't they checking him for steroids, bro?
Well, there was that thing. I think the relay team got from like 1 year,
but not him.
Got disqualified. It wasn't because of him. It was one of the guys on the relay team got popped.
No, he's
like, afterwards.
No, I know, but there's always got to be when you're that fast. People gotta. It's like the pitchers. When you check out the side, the umpire's going to come check
your glove. Let me check your glove. Let me look inside your belt.
Oh, how about Brock Holt? He did that. Remember? You saw him throw? He threw the chain. And he came in. He's like, here's my glove. Check it, bro. That shows
I love that. I love when they do that. Greinke does that all the time, too.
I love it, dude. Love these guys, bro. Pretty soon, the sports week's going to get – it was just a dead sports week, but Dodgers – we're not gaining any ground. I fucking hate the Giants, bro. And now they got Chris Bryant. Jesus.
I know. But again, I'm telling you, man, just ride this out. Ride this out. Get through this. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
Let's ride it out. Hopefully, we need Mookie, man.
Usually, I am the one that like loses it and just like goes, thinks of the absolute worst. I'm telling you, we're going to be good. We're fine. Yeah. We're going to be okay.
All right, bro.
Because here's the thing. You know what? I actually love Kershaw on the IL. I keep on calling it DL on the IL.
He'll be back September. He's gonna be let so him well sit.
Dude, exactly. He's gonna be so well rested.
Who do you throw in the wild card game? One game. Bueller, right?
Gotta go Bueller. You gotta go Bueller.
Or your boy Bauer. Oh, never mind. He can't play anymore.
Actually, no. You know what I would do?
Yeah.
Oh, too soon. I love
sorry, Bauer. Sorry,
why'd you do that to me, Bauer? Why'd you do that to me, Bauer? Or why but you know what I would I think Bueller was the obvious answer. I'm actually going to say, could you imagine? I think Bueller goes 5 and then you bring Urias in to finish it.
Dude, after I'll give you all those. Dude, give me Mad Max for one game, bro. Let's go.
That's true. Honestly, you could bring in Bueller to go 5 and you could go Bueller 5 and then you go Kershaw 6, Mad Max 7, Urias 9. Call it.
No Kenley. No Kenley. No.
Kenley doesn't even make the wild card roster.
I can see it. It's 2-0 game. Kenley comes in fucking.
No, there goes the season. No,
I love you, Kenley. We all love you. I'm just saying.
I love you to death, Kenley, but no. Dude, I would do that. And then.
We got Knebel back. That's huge. Because, dude, we've been using Trinian too much. The Knebel will give him some Trinian some rest.
Knebel's huge. Kelly's still the wild card though. Kelly's still the wild card
right now, right?
I know. I want him back. I want him back. But
and all right, well, dude,
I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
We'll end on this. Well, we don't have that, but I'm excited too. What were you gonna say about Dodgers before we talk about your favorite sport in the world?
I was about to say what I'm excited about is I'm just excited as stuff starts to reopen. We need to get our table at Miss Robinson's. I'm not backtracking. I refuse. As things are starting to reopen, we got to get our table at Robinson's. We're just going to go NFL, college, Dodger playoffs.
Pretty sure the last time I was there, it said reserved for the Dodgers guy. I think it's forever imprinted there, right?
Exactly. It's the type of place our table has such a wobble in it. We had to put so many just coasters underneath that. Do you remember this?
Yes.
That's our spot. The wobble. What was the game that lady was watching that she wanted to watch and she got so mad?
Oh, man. I was a little rude. I was a little rude, but it was – but I had every right to be rude.
It was the White Sox game.
She had a replay.
It was a replay of the White Sox game, and she wanted it on during a Dodger Padres live game.
Can we watch? I mean, I had a few in me, but I was like, can we watch?
Can we watch a game that matters here, not the White Sox versus Cubs replay?
I think the last joke I made definitely put it over the line. I just said, oh, because I was like, one team. Oh, why don't you put the White Sox? Like, she's like, yeah, get out. I was like, my bad. It was too easy.
Dude, too easy.
Anyways, besides all that, we forgot to talk about it before, but I'm not even a USC guy. But after all this, Reggie Bush should get his Heisman back, right? Dude, come on.
Not a USC guy either. I think he should, but I think the problem is how far do you backtrack now? Do you just go back and
that's the same going back to the Olympics with the runner.
Exactly. That was the rule then.
You're right.
Now it's not. It's hard to backtrack, you know?
Reggie was definitely – I don't know, man.
I mean, here's the problem. I think the rule was, again, stupid because trust me, I hated USC those years. I was Notre Dame. That was the Bush push. Reggie Bush, hands down, was the greatest player in college football, probably that entire decade. Hands down. And it pains me to say that because I'm not a USC guy. He was the greatest player in college football.
He was must watch. It was unbelievable.
Was hands down the Heisman. So, I mean, I'm a little torn on this issue because I think he deserved the Heisman. Obviously, he was the best player, but that was the rule.
And it's hard to change it because you got to change it for everyone. But
exactly.
But sometimes you got to make some – I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
If I'm him, you know what? I don't even know what to say. I just think that, you know what? The whole world knows that was the greatest.
Now, if we had a USC fans on right now, they'd be like, oh, give it to him, right? Well, at least we're non-biased on this. So,
I mean,
at least
does OJ still have his?
OJ is afraid to come to LA because he thinks the killer is going to fall.
I heard that was the best. Oh God, when I heard that, I was crying laughing. But does he still have his, or did he get his taken away?
This is the same guy telling people to get the vaccine.
Oh God, OJ. I love his like Instagram stories and his Twitter stories.
He's like, hey, I'm at the golf course.
Hey friends, your friend OJ here.
Friend Juice.
It's me, Juice. But what I'm saying is, okay, so if you took his away and now he's like out of jail, I mean, you give his back too. You know what I mean? It's like, where do you draw the line of these precedents? It's like,
God.
Didn't he already get in trouble for trying to steal back his own stuff? Anyway, it's like, isn't that what you got popped for, Juice?
Oh boy.
We could have a whole podcast on OJ. I feel like we could.
Yeah.
We could have a whole podcast. Anyway, so we could talk about his USC. We can go into Naked Gun.
Bro, yes. Your favorite sport? Soccer's back. It's all the way back.
It's back.
And USA's in the top 10. Ben, Steve, you saw that in the world? I know it doesn't. I know, but it's whatever. We're above Mexico. Yes.
Okay, so how is Italy gonna win the biggest tournament of the year and beat England? Yet you're still gonna keep England ahead of Italy. So that ranking means absolutely nothing.
Dude, that's come the in most Rome. BS. It's always come in Rome, dude. Come on.
No the BS. The FIFA world ranking is the most BS ranking. That's,
yeah, I never even knew there was a ranking until this, they start talking about it.
They got USA now in the top 10. Dude, come on.
Now we're going to start losing.
Come on. They got Italy just won the Euro, and I think they have them sixth. They have England fifth.
All right. Well, Germany, Bundesliga is back. Every league is back. Let's go. I'm pumped. What's your favorite league? Your favorite league is obviously the Italian league, obviously.
Italian league, but I can watch them all, dude, to be honest. I can watch the Spanish. I can watch the EPL. I can watch the German.
It was fun watching Bayern Munich today. I did anytime score for Lewandowski.
They win today? I don't even know.
It was 1-1. That's not good, right?
That's not a good way to start, Bayern. No. It's not a good way to start, but it's going to be interesting. We got Messi now in PSG. Lukaku went to Chelsea. We were talking about Messi's
about to sign, so it's official now. But does Mbappe want to stay?
He's going to stay, I think. He's going to stay. Right. And Chelsea just won without Lukaku. They just won the UEFA Super Cup. I love
Lukaku. Oh, they're going to be good.
You know, that's the thing. I like Lukaku. Obviously, I hated him when he was at Inter, but I had respect for him because I knew how damn good he is. I just didn't want him to beat us or win. But now that he's on Chelsea, like, I'm a fan. Chelsea's going to be stacked. Chelsea's got a great team.
Man City is still, that's who you got to beat.
Man City's still going to be up there for EPL. Man City, I think, is still the team to beat. But I think I would take Chelsea right now, giving them a run for their money.
Yeah, what about Tottenham?
I don't think Liverpool's going to be that good. Man United, maybe taking a step back, but
no. I'm excited, dude. Soccer, a lot. Blind bet overs, bro.
Italian league is going to start in 2 weeks. Spanish league.
Gosh, we're going to have started. We're going to have some fun Sundays, bro, with soccer and football.
Yep.
Betting the board.
I got a commercial on the TV right now. Something else that I want to try to find some lines on, see what the odds are right now, see if we can get any good bets, any good sleeper underdogs. Who do you like in the Little League World Series?
I saw that Torrance. I saw Torrance is in it. Hammer Torrance.
The other day I was watching Tennessee versus Florida. Florida was up 3-0 early. Tennessee had a big comeback. I wanted to take the live bet on Tennessee. This one kid came up to the plate. He was just doing the bat twirl like this. You know, when they're like loading up, getting ready for the pitch. I'm live betting this kid.
The bat, dude, you know, he doubled.
He's in the on deck circle. He's got a sledgehammer.
Speaking of baseball, a little more baseball talk. Did you see the guy who walked up with the caddy?
Oh my God.
Legend. I don't even know what team, but
he walks up with the caddy. Yeah. He had the Masters Jim Nance music playing as his walk up music. And then he has the caddy like take out like a 7-iron. He's like, no,
you're fired.
I want the other one. Gives him the bat. Oh, that was fantastic. I just want to know what he did in the at-bat.
If you do, there you go. I was just about to
what
say
did he
that.
Do in the at-bat?
You have to film the at-bat because if you strike out after something like that, sorry, it doesn't work, right?
Your career's done. Your career is done.
Just like the Sons of Four guy at work, they wanted four, but after that, the Sons of Four thing was over. Dude.
Here's the thing, though. I think it had to have been like some kind of promotional thing because if you looked during as a bat, there's like other guys in the dugout dressed up. If you noticed one of them was dressed in like the yellow Dumb and Dumber tuxedo.
Okay. Oh, you're right. So I saw that too. So maybe
I think it was like some kind of promotional, like
totally
fun
agree.
Thing.
But give me the at bat because this guy sucks.
Exactly. Exactly. Fucking weak ground ball, double play, in and over.
All right, bro. We'll gain some ground. We already got a guy on second. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
And, we'll be back either Monday or Tuesday. We got to have a huge recap, right?
Yeah.
Not sure what to recap, but we'll recap something.
We're going to recap the Dodgers going from 5 back to, I'd say, I'm going to say 2 back by
2 back. Okay.
Tuesday.
No, because Giants are playing the Rockies.
By Tuesday.
Wishful thinking on our part. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Broken clocks right 2 times a day. Watch it be right. Let's go, Dodgers.
Whatever, bro.
Let's go. I will
Let's
will
go.
It.
Let's go, guys. Let's go. Go Dodgers.